The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network, geeky programming for all nerds and otaku across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. For more Nerdy Show podcasts, community forums, and to learn how you can support this and other fine Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Episode of the Wicked Anime Podcast. I am back this time. I'm no longer sick. And I am Dylan. And all I do is introduce people. And we're off to a great start already. So the only people with me are stupid awesome analyst John. See, I'm already screwing this up. Stupid awesome analyst John.
Hey.
Hard man with harder opinions, Andrew.
Hello.
And I already forgot. 42 Believer?
Yeah, you didn't forget.
I didn't forget.
This dude right here, he's awesome.
Yeah, that's Sarah.
Yeah, she was on the last episode with us, guys, if you don't remember. If you didn't listen, go take a listen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
And by the way, Merry Almost Christmas.
Yay.
Yes.
Merry Christmas, Hana Kwanzaa.
Happy
Merry.
Happy festivities to you all.
Happy Snowflake Day. Enjoy your fish tacos.
Did you? Yeah. I meant to ask you this before we started recording, but did you mention that we recorded something for contributors of the Nerdy Show?
I did not. No, that's right. That is. Thank you for bringing that up. Yeah, this month when you contribute and donate to the Nerdy Show, one of the perks that you get, any amount of money at all, you will get an exclusive. A wicked anime gag reel of us recording our ridiculous intros and outros
of the show.
Yeah, you might notice that we have new intros and outros, and it took us about an hour to record those.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Some of the most fun we've ever
all
had.
All in all, we have
it's like 9 minutes.
Yeah,
it's almost 10, I think.
Yeah, 9 minute gag reel.
Of glitch messing up.
Completely worth it, guys.
We were all messing
yeah.
up.
Oh, no, I know. It's awesome.
So worth it. You guys should totally donate this month so you can get it. Because that's the only way that you're going to get it. Incentive.
So donate it. Donate to their thingy, which I have no idea what it is. But donate. You should
Do it. Go to nerdyshow.com/support and throw your wallet at the screen. And then you'll get an email.
Magical email.
And with that, it's time to ring the news bell.
News. Oh.
That's what a bell sounds like.
No, just like. I was thinking I should ring it in some sort of Christmas jingle, but I'm not actually ringing anything, so.
Just hear the sleigh bells ringling, tingling, tingling, too.
Okay, yeah, we got
news. That bell can sing!
Shut the fuck up! Anyway, sorry. Oh, yeah, cursing.
Bell is a potty mouth.
You can curse on the show.
Okay.
You shouldn't curse, though, because you're a lady. It's not ladylike to curse.
I think that your face isn't ladylike.
Well, good. It's full of man hair. Me and my man face. I'm glad you noticed.
You aren't ladylike enough to curse, Andrew. Only ladies can curse.
He doesn't curse, though, so maybe he is. Say a curse word.
It's
pressure.
Feminine to curse. It's feminine to curse. You're only a lady if you curse.
You're only a lady if you curse.
If you curse and you don't regret it.
We do talk about anime on this podcast at some point, but we're taking our time.
I was about to say, next up in news.
Oh, yeah, news.
This has been Who Curses with the Anime Podcast.
The Anime Podcast.
I don't know what the name of the show is.
No inhibitions, guys. No inhibitions. No inhibitions, Sarah.
So, first up in media news, Dylan, I don't know if you've heard about this one or not.
Probably not.
Telltale Games, they're creating a Game of Thrones visual novel.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Knew it before it was cool.
Hipster.
Yeah.
That's all I know about it, though.
Well, it's from the sounds of it, Telltale Games are the guys who did, like, the Walking Dead games and stuff like that, right?
Yep. Okay.
Yeah, what about Japan? I don't know.
Well, actually, we don't know much about the Japan stuff either, but
which you'll find out a little bit later.
We don't even know anything about America.
We don't even know what we're talking about at the end of this episode.
We don't even know what the name of this podcast is. So, anyways.
What about the Game of Thrones game? That they're making it? Tell me.
Yeah, well, just have a whole people humming the theme song now.
I wonder if there's going to be, like, at what level of the mature content they're going to keep in it.
Because exactly,
I guess The Walking Dead was pretty violent, but I'm wondering if they're going to have all the nudity and stuff and the weird.
Yeah. Well, if it's a visual novel, that means it could possibly potentially take the dating sim route.
Which it's an arrow game.
Yeah.
Oh my god, an arrow game!
An arrow game of Game of Thrones. I would play that!
That would be such a glorious thing to behold.
Yeah, but what if you could only play as a Lannister? That'd be the worst thing ever.
No, not for Japan. They love that incest stuff.
Well,
just saying.
Is there an octopus in Game of Thrones?
There is now.
You would know that.
I would know that.
There is now.
There is now. There is now.
There Next is now. There is now.
Next up in media news, this one actually pertains to America as much as it pertains to Japan. The English dub cast was announced for Space Dandy, which is going to be premiering in January. Snap. A stellar cast. It's not like the run-of-the-mill Funimation A-listers.
Who's playing Space Dandy?
Ian Sinclair.
And I'm fucking excited about that because Ian Sinclair is amazing and they don't use him enough, which this makes me excited.
Yeah. Dylan, I don't think he's been in any animes that you've seen because
I'm in the dark.
Well, because we had a really hard time finding animes that Jonathan and I have seen that he's been in. Sarah just went down the list and we're like, keep going.
What has he been in for maybe some listeners
Toriko.
Might know?
And
he plays Toriko.
Barjoy in Black Butler. Dallas Genoard in Bacchano. Romano from Italia. He was in Master of Martial Arts.
He was the only male character in Master of Martial Arts.
So yeah, just to name a few of his more prominent roles, those are some of them.
And those are some of them. We have Joel McDonald, who is playing Meow.
Colleen Klinkenbeard is also in it, and yes, she is fantastic. Rin, Daughters of Mnemosyne, she played Rin, and she was also Hana in Wolf Children.
She plays Yuko in Holic.
Jobs.
She plays Yuko in Holic. That's like the biggest thing. I mean, it's the main character part.
I don't like Holic.
You don't like Holic?
No, Holic's boring.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. It's very boring. I just can't stand it. I got like 14 episodes in. I tried. I couldn't do it.
You're boring, Sarah. Don't like
You're
that.
You're boring, Andrew. Jim Michael Tatum's amazing. He's been in a bunch of stuff.
Playing Dr. Gel?
Gel.
Or Gel?
Gel.
G-E-L is how it's spelled, but we're not sure of the pronunciation because it's Japan.
Is it
and Japan
GIF?
Likes to go, screw you. We were pronouncing it this way instead. I'm sure once Toonami rolls around, we'll find out the proper pronunciation. But until then, we are left waiting. And
what if all the letters are silent? Doctor. Doctor, and then just a long pause.
Oh. Our Bruce Elliott is also in it. So is Alexis Tipton. Space Dandy. You should all watch it.
Space Dandy.
We will be looking forward
Space
to that.
Dandy.
It, like,
Space
on our TVs in America mm-hmm. at the same time of Japan in January.
Before Japan.
Before Japan.
Yeah, it's airing on Toonami before it airs in Japan.
They're Bakuganing it.
How lucky are we?
thank you, Dylan, for catching me.
They're putting it in a tiny monster ball and rolling it over to the U.S.
Okay.
So next up in media news, we have the Gundam creator doing a little critiquing on Attack on Titan.
Yeah, he didn't really like it that much.
Not enough coup d'etats in this anime.
No, he said the artwork was crude and it felt like pornography. It made him so uncomfortable.
He thought it was what do you call it? Torture porn. Like
yeah. lots of things in Japan look like pornography.
it was just too violent for him. Even though he said that he admired the where the creator was coming from because he was writing from a background of being bullied as a child, but this time he said, you know, I understand that, but it's still really grotesque and I don't like it.
Yeah, and yeah, he didn't like the illustrations in the manga. He thought they were amateur.
Well, they are amateur.
I know they're amateur. but one of the things I find most about manga is, because this happened with the Elfin Lied manga too, when Lin's first started drawing the Elfin Lied manga, it was not good. But by the end of the manga, it was fantastic. You watch manga artists literally slowly learn how to draw as they put out their first manga. So so that's probably what's going to happen with the Attack on Titan manga as well.
Probably. Well, I mean, I have read most of it. I'm pretty much almost caught up. I'm not all the way caught up. But it has gotten better as it's gone by. It's just that first chapter is just so... so ugly.
With, like, the famous picture of John, like, looking over, like, hey, Aaron!
What is it, Aaron? There's a whole Tumblr blog dedicated to that phrase, and it's just meme after meme after meme associated with it.
I haven't seen that one.
Yeah. It's a really funny one.
It's just him, like, looking over, like, what is it, Aaron?
What is it, Aaron? Freaking Attack on Titan, man.
I'll check it out. So, next up for news, it's not necessarily a news piece, but today we actually have Sarah on the show because we've been spending the day with her. We went to the movies, we saw a screening of the Madoka Magica movie, the third movie.
Yeah, we saw Rebellion.
Oh my gosh, it was bizarre.
It was amazing.
It was a fever dream.
Amazing.
It was a fever dream.
I loved it.
I did too. No, I loved it. I loved it too. I thought it was great. If you're a Madoka Magica fan, I highly recommend going to see it because it is very much a continuation, but not a continuation that you will see coming, I would say. No.
But it's definitely pleases the Madoka fans. It gives you what you want with giving you something you don't expect.
As I said, going into the movie, it was exactly what I expected of the movie, but that's a good thing. I really enjoyed it. And there are a couple scenes in there that are just, oh, this is cool, but it's very art house. Very art housey.
It's Akiyuki Shimbo. I mean, it's, you know, Bakemonogatari. That's his style.
Anything Monogatari.
Inject that kind of craziness in there. And it's fantastic.
Also, if you guys want to hear a longer discussion of that, go visit the Boston Bastard Brigade.
We talked for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, but on No Borders, No Race, we may or may not have some spoilers in there. So be careful as you go listening to that so we don't spoil it.
Yeah.
You're trailing off. I don't think the mic can hear you anymore. It's okay.
Snape kills Dumbledore. Don't see
Vader is Vader is his father.
What?
Okay. Okay. What's next? Next up for
brilliant segue.
What's next?
So subtle.
That's how we'll keep moving.
Within the next couple weeks, we are going to see the winter season. We will see winter. We're going to see the winter season of anime start. And there's a couple shows out there that are going to, like, including Space Dandy, but we're going to talk about some of the other ones that are going to be coming out. Only a couple, though. I'm really not seeing too many that I'm like, yeah, let's do it. No, there's going to be a lot of moe, and there's going to be a lot of, looks like a lot of incest, if you ask me.
Oh, yeah, there really is. I mean look at those.
Yeah, and we got pupa. Oni-chan ga Kita, and Saikin Imato no Yusu ga Choto Oh my gosh. What is this title?
Keep going.
Also, pupa is also pretty
incest. Yeah, that's right, pupa. Yeah.
That's actually coming out in the short anime list, so it's not... I don't know if that means, like, the series.
Oh my gosh, you have the synopsis of Pupa, you should totally dish it, Sarah.
The life and death sibling story follows Utsutsu and Yume Hasegawa, a boy and his little sister who find themselves all alone. One day, Yume sees a mysterious red butterfly and her body undergoes a strange metamorphosis into a creature that eats humans. Utsutsu struggles to find a way to restore his sister.
Okay, so this is a horror anime, and it's only a short anime, so it's either going to be like one of those 3-minute shows, or it's going to be
I see it more as there's only going to be 6 episodes of it.
Yeah, like either 4 or 6 episodes or something like that. But it's a show where, like, the sister, in order to live, has to eat human flesh, and the brother has the ability to regenerate his own flesh. Like, at a faster than normal human rate, obviously.
Sounds like a sitcom.
Pretty much.
My brother is... I'm eating my brother. And I think I remember seeing something on maybe Crunchyroll that there was going to do a special uncensored screening of it because I think they lost their battle because they wanted to do it uncensored. But
which sucks because it'll go straight into our hardcore anime panel.
Well, you might get your hands on the uncensored version, maybe, then.
Yeah.
But I'm watching Gin no Saji second season because I liked the first season.
What's that one?
It's by the same mangaka who did Fullmetal Alchemist.
Oh, right, that one. Yeah, actually, yeah, Evan talked about that with us on the last podcast that he did with us.
Yeah, and I can't wait for the second season. I'm excited about it.
No, I'm actually not really looking forward to it. However, I am intrigued by the Super Sonico animation that's coming out.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know, Super Sonico is a mascot for a music festival in Japan. She's a pink-haired girl with huge breasts and
always wearing headphones.
Always wearing headphones.
I thought you were going to say personality.
Same thing.
Huge checks in mind.
It's not the same thing.
Anyways, she became so popular from just being the mascot of the music
from just existing.
That from her personality.
Huge checks of land.
I was doing air quotes.
That she now has her own animation series, but even before that, she had like posters and she had figures and all that kind of stuff. It's insane how much popularity just, you know, a picture can generate.
This actually interests me. The new A1 Pictures. I like what A1 Picture releases, so I might check that out.
Just don't like their endings.
Although A1 Pictures did release Sword Art Online, and Sword Art Online was pretty shitty in my opinion.
Well, but
you stand alone on that one,
but
I think.
No. There is a ton of people who support me on
but
that.
I
can see a lot of people supporting that.
Yeah, but they it may have been Sword Art Online, but they're also doing Outbreak Company this season, which I'm really enjoying. They did Service Cross Servant, or Servant Cross Service. Did you watch that last season?
Servant X Service.
It's Cross.
Cross. I say X. I say X just to spite you. I know that.
I know you do. But that anime was absolutely fantastic. I loved watching that anime. So they did that one. And also, that anime also has probably one of the best anime openings
I've ever heard. Black Butler.
I did not watch Black Butler. Actually, Dylan, me and you watched the first episode of Black Butler that one time, remember?
No. I have seen like an episode or two of it, but I thought I just saw it on my own.
We watched the first two episodes at your house on Netflix.
Okay, that does seem familiar.
I do remember somebody else in my apartment.
I do have a Netflix subscription. This story checks out.
And then finally A1 Pictures did Oreimo. And then there was one more that I know they did that was pretty good.
Isn't there another show that's like really similar to Sword Art Online?
Yeah, Log Horizon.
Has anyone seen that? Is
I
that
still haven't
than Sword
watched
Art
it's
Online?
It's in my Crunchyroll queue. I'm getting prepared to watch it, but haven't
started it. Well, you
still
can't compare.
A friend of mine said he's also seen Sword Art Online. He said it was pretty shitty.
Did Log Horizon come out first?
No.
It didn't. It's a legitimate copy.
It's
they're literally just playing off
it's
of
like
the
Olympus
popularity.
It's like Olympus has fallen and White House down.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
what's next?
I'm also going to be watching Noragami and Nobunagan. I don't like the poster that they have for it on this one because they had a way cooler poster. Little thumbnail on the Annie chart. Shout out to AnnieChart.net. But I like the other poster better because it looked more graphically interesting. Because it was just her and it was like all black, but she was holding the gun.
Why has it got to be black?
Fine, it's a wealthy white gun.
Got it.
And then Noragami.
By Bones.
Yeah,
I've been kind of distrusting of Bones since, or their original action series since I saw Tempest.
Yeah,
confusing the anime.
Tempest.
Confusing the anime. Yeah, exactly.
Although technically everything that they've done has been original.
Yeah, I mean, I think Eureka 7 has actually been the most understandable thing I've seen them put out.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah. Although, there was the announcement that Bones, in the far future, is going to be doing Soul Eater Not, which is the spin-off series to the original Soul Eater series. It's about a freshman who goes into the academy for the first time, and she has to pick her partner. She's a weapon, and she has to pick her partner who's going to be her Meister. It's funny. It's a really funny, adorable
series. I really want to.
And I hope it's at the same level as the original Soul Eater, because I loved the original Soul Eater.
Yeah.
Well, I did too. No, I absolutely love Soul Eater. But, you know, there's a lot of, like, in the middle of battles, just being like, this is what's happening to you now because I just did this and now let me go. It's like, shut up.
We're not going to be watching Machin Key 2. At least I won't be.
It's because
not until we see Machin Key 1.
Never going to happen.
There's boobs.
There's lots of boobs.
That's a boob anime.
It is. It really is. I remember the Seitu Kaiyaku Indomo season 2. Someone asked me to review it because they really liked it, and I haven't seen it yet, but...
So that's a swift no to that person who asked.
So, maybe, but I don't know.
It looks like it's drawn like either School Rumble or Azumanga Daioh, kind of.
Kind of. But they said they really liked the first season, so... But other than that, I'm just the fall leftovers of Kill la Kill, Samurai Flamenco, Golden Time, which I really want to see those.
Plus, OVAs. There's going to be an Attack on Titan OVA.
Oh, yeah, Attack on Titan OVA is coming out.
The possible Sailor Moon OVA.
Yeah. Hopefully they will actually come out this time.
Yeah.
And then that's enough.
Yeah.
Unless we want to watch the Sword Art Online OVA, which I actually read the synopsis for it. It's a freaking pool episode.
Yes!
I'm not even lying. It's a pool episode.
So bitter.
What is the point?
Well, because that's what OVAs are released for.
I know, but I just...
So they can do, like, the Hot Springs episode. Like, they don't always put them into the series itself, so, like, they always do that kind of stuff.
Is it a virtual pool, or is it a real pool?
I don't even care, man. I don't want to know. I don't want
to... They got to get the Elfie years in there somehow.
Yeah, they have to get that goodness. Weird sexual tension between
maybe
the
cat
two siblings.
Girl, maybe the cat girl will come back. Maybe the cat girl will come back. And then there's they're going to play off the incest thing because there's the incest thing in Sora Online. There is. Because she's in love with her cousin. That's okay.
Wonderful.
It's not really the cousin because they spent a lot of time making sure it was okay. It's cool, guys. They're not really kind of related.
It's cool.
Yeah, whatever.
First cousins can marry in Japan.
Fact.
We sprinkle in facts every now and again.
Actual fact. Other than that, I know some people I know are going to be watching.
Now it's time to move on to some strange news. Finally. Okay, so first up in strange news, there is a game that has been released and is being sold in the Akihabara. It's a pervert-punching smartphone game. So the game is you play as an idol who is like based in the Akihabara. I guess so. Well, because it's made by like based around a maid cafe that actually exists in Akihabara.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
So and the game is based. You pick one of these idols or maids.
It is. It's an idol,
and you punch perverts.
Yeah. There's just like random stereotypical perverts that are in the game that you fight. Like it's
suspenders guy.
Yeah, suspenders guy and
trench coat man, suspenders guy.
Well, like the graphics that they have for him are pretty funny.
They have food and drinks based off the attacks.
Yes,
like fascination kick and cut up the sky swan parfait. And yeah, Mr. Suspenders and Mr. Swan. Slippery Swan.
Yeah, Mr. Slippery Swan, that's what it was. If you go to the actual maid cafe when this gets released, they have, you know, photo shoots going on, meetups. They have desserts that are actually named after the fighting moves that are in the game. It's this whole thing, like, about this just mobile phone game, a mobile phone game.
Perfect game.
I would actually really look forward to seeing how well it does. Because that seems like something that'll take off in Japan.
It's the next Angry Birds, man.
The next Angry Birds.
Well, I just think it'll be funny because, I mean...
It's going to be Maid Cafe Star Wars. You're going to do a crossover integration.
Pervert punching Star Wars.
Just punching Jabba the Hutt.
Jabba the Hutt was a pervert, so that would work. That would work pretty well.
Yeah, literally and figuratively.
Figuratively?
Well, biggest.
Okay, so next up in strange news.
I don't have a grasp on the English language. Don't. Just keep going.
No one's judging you. Actually, we're all judging you.
The Knockout game has made its way over to Japan. For those of you who don't know, for those of you who don't know what the Knockout game is, it's a game that immature jerks and teenagers and older men that think they're freaking awesome.
It's just covered like three different age groups. Just men in general.
Just like the idea of the game is you run up to somebody that you don't know, a stranger, and try to knock them out with one punch. That's it. People have died from this. People have died.
On both sides. Both sides have lost soldiers.
That is correct. Yeah, there are people who have been punched who did not wake up from it. And then there have also been people who've been punched, did not get knocked out, and continued to shoot the assailants.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which is fair game. Yeah, that's fair. And I don't feel sorry for them one bit. You're going to punch out old ladies.
It's part of the game.
Expect to get shot. Yeah,
that reminds me of this game on campus. It's called Hey, Mr. President. And basically everyone goes around, you're all in a circle, you know, it's not really like a game that actively plays, but just kind of a passive one.
Uh-huh.
And just kind of, you know, stand around talking, and then someone would be like, Mr. President, get down, and put their finger in their ear like they're talking into an earpiece. And then the last person who, like, doesn't notice that everyone's like, hey, Mr. President, get down, the last person...
is the president?
They get tackled, and they get tackled.
You beat the crap out of that last person.
And you tackle them.
Fun. That sounds like a fun game.
It's a lot of fun. Just thought I'd mention that. Also, star tipping's a lot of fun, but that's, yeah, star tipping.
But does that have to do with knocking people out?
Kind of, because you fall down. You take your phone, and it's like when it's at night, and you look up at the stars, and then you spin around, you pick a star to look at, spin around, like, for a minute, and then you have your phone, look at the phone, at the bright screen of your phone, and you fall down. Like, you can't stop yourself from falling down. It's nearly impossible. It's called star tipping. It's a lot of fun.
It's called you might get knocked out.
you might knock yourself out.
You're going to wake up in a pasture
or something.
The game.
So, yeah.
Yeah, at least when you wake up, you'll be looking at a night skyline.
Yeah, hopefully it won't be morning by then.
Well, yeah, it just depends how good at the game you are.
How many hours passed, how many points you get.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like, it's morning. I won!
You're going to wake up in a box.
Last person to wake up wins.
A treasure box in a field somewhere.
I know all the fun
That was
games.
An old boy reference.
And you'll be like, why am I Josh Brolin?
That's as strange as it gets.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Man.
Sorry, I wandered us off into a tangent.
Trust me. We like
you fit right in.
Yeah, just the one tangent this episode. don't worry about it.
Responsible for one tangent. I think I did okay.
Okay, so it's time to move on to what we're watching. Has anybody been watching anything new?
I
kind of did, but not enough to know or, like, really explain a lot about it. I watched two episodes of Welcome to the NHK today.
Nice. Okay. I've seen the whole thing of that. I actually have that on DVD.
Oh,
really?
Oh. Is it good?
It's weird.
Not, yeah, it's not as funny as you... Like, the first two episodes are really good. The second episode was where it ended, like, let's make a hentai game, right?
I wasn't, you know, paying attention. I was doing other stuff. That's why I said I didn't know enough about it to... It wasn't really grasping my attention.
Because
it's really not the kind of anime I typically like to watch.
Well, I bought it thinking that it was, like, a 100% comedy the whole way through. But little did I know that, yes, it has funny parts, but it's really depressing and really slow. It's not for people who really like comedy. Because where there are funny parts, it's just... That's not what it's about.
I should continue watching it, because I typically don't watch comedy animes. So
yeah,
the other, slow and depressing, that's my bag right there.
Well, because it's all about, you know, neat culture and hikikomores that, you know, don't come out of their house. But it's...
I believe it's also called agoraphobia.
Yeah, where there are funny parts, it's more the serious aspect of the whole thing. And it talks about a lot of strange themes, like, you know, about the neat culture, and then, like, suicide and, like, depression. And, it took a turn that I just did not see coming, and it was just bizarre. So, yeah.
I'll watch a couple more episodes to see if it grabs me then.
The only thing that I can really think of that I've been watching is I caught that documentary on Crackle.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
It's really cool. It was called Manga Madness. It was a really, really low budget documentary about the manga and magazine culture of Japan. And it was talking about how the comics aren't this, like, the same thing that they are here in America, where people think it's, you know, a kid
yeah, it's,
thing,
it has to do with immaturity. For a certain amount.
No, like, it talked about how, like, how doctors and lawyers and all of them people always reading comics. You
yeah,
know, it's such an important medium to Japan and the way that it affects their culture. And it was really interesting.
Yeah,
despite being so low budget, it was a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, because you learn a lot of interesting things about the merchandise of Japan and how it's not really merchandise; it's more of a way of life.
Yeah, it was no holds bars either. They even
they were diving really deep into the hentai culture and eroge culture, and were just like, just let's just talk about it and show everything, you know. So,
yeah. So that's why John watched it.
But yeah, it was called Manga Madness, and it's free on Crackle.
Yeah,
so
it was fun to watch.
So
very R rated though, because of all the content that they show you.
Watch it with your parents right after Old Boy.
Right after Boku no Pico. Yeah.
Is that what you've been watching, Sarah?
No, that's not what I've been watching. Cat Planet Cuties most recently, which I liked it a lot. I thought I would hate it. I watched it specifically like, I want to watch a shit show. Okay, Cat Planet Cuties sounds bad. I'm going to watch it and review it because I want to review something shitty. And it wasn't. It was actually really, really good. And I enjoyed myself so much more than I thought I would. And that kind of pissed me off.
It is a good show. I mean, it's one of those shows where, as I was explaining to you earlier, that it's not like it's fun to watch and it's funny. It's not a good show by any means. Like, it's not a good show, but it's definitely entertaining and fun.
Yeah, so. And that's what I was expecting it not to be. I wasn't expecting that, and I'm like, why do I like this so much? I don't know. I'm pissed about that.
I have my Blu-ray copy of that.
Of course you have a Blu-ray copy of that.
I was just like, that was a good time. I would absolutely do it again. So, yeah, because I've been watching the same stuff that I've been watching every week, so... But that was the one show that I watched that's not part of the fall season. Winter season. No, fall season, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fall season. So, yeah.
I don't think I talked about it as much on this show, but as part of the season, I'm still watching Outbreak Company. I didn't really talk about it that much. Well, I talked about it a little bit, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm still watching Outbreak Company. I still really enjoy it. But one of the new things that I did watch was Psychic Wars. Thanks to Sarah. That got bumped off on me. Psychic Wars is another one of those animes that was released in the 80s when the anime industry was only releasing basically abridged versions of their ideas, whereas like hour-long movies that don't make any sense at all.
No.
Like very shallow characters and going through it, and this was the English dub of this. Of the Psychic Wars, and I have to tell you, it's near Garzy's Wing hilarious.
If anybody doesn't know about Garzy's Wing, definitely look into it.
Yes. Watch it right now. It's on YouTube. I found it on YouTube, and it's every single episode.
Is it in English too?
In English.
Okay, good.
You have to watch it in English
because it's absolutely hysterical. So I was sitting in a room by myself watching Psychic Wars, laughing out loud. To myself, like, because it was so funny, because it was so bad. Like, it was just hilarious, just how bad this was.
I remember you messaged me about that. I didn't get it till later, but it's like, I'm just laughing so hard. It's just so bad. It's good. It's so bad. It's good.
Yeah. So needless to say, I enjoyed it, but not for its original intent of enjoyment.
No. It's just stupid fun. Stupid fun.
Yeah. So that means that we're moving on to our Topagotchi right now, which is going to be kind of broad because we don't really know exactly where we're going to take this one.
We're out of topics.
We just know Christmas. Now, this was a topic that Scott,
our friend Scott
asked us about if we could do. I mistakenly messaged him and said, oh, sorry, we're releasing our next episode on the 26th. It'll be after Christmas. So we're going to be doing an episode, which we might still be doing an actual YouTube episode for a Christmas thing. But now this is a pre-Christmas thing. Let's talk about Christmas stuff. He wanted to hear us talk about Tokyo Godfather specifically, but he also said you probably know more things.
Wait a second. I just realized Tokyo Godfather, isn't that just like The Hangover? They find a baby. That's really the only plot similarity.
No, it's a little bit deeper than that, but yeah. In the aspect where they find a baby, or where three guys find a baby, yes.
Then the fat, bearded Japanese man is like, I'm my own wolf pack. Wolfpacku.
I do remember, I think I saw some anime when it was around Christmas, and I remember seeing that it was like a time when you gave gifts, like specifically to romantic gifts.
Yeah, as my basic working knowledge of Japanese Christmas... of Japanese Christmas is it's a date night. You hang out with your significant other and you go out on dates and you buy each other romantic gifts and that's about it.
It's like Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I guess. Japan does have a version of Valentine's Day, but it's called White Day, I believe.
So it's just like Christmas.
Yeah, so
all confirmed. It's been so long since I've watched Tokyo Grandfather. I really only remember that there's a baby involved.
Tokyo Grandfather.
Godfather. Godfather.
Godfathers. Which one is it? Tokyo Godfathers.
Well.
How about we start with this? For those of you who haven't seen Tokyo Godfathers, it's a movie by Satoshi Kon, rest in peace, and it's a movie about three homeless people who find a baby in the garbage on Christmas Eve, and they devote their Christmas to go find the mother and give the baby back.
It is a fantastic movie.
It's super heartwarming. It's really funny because the three homeless people are just... The craziest and goofiest.
They're very well explained as the worst best friends. That is one of my top, not just anime movies, like just as a regular movie, one of my top Christmas movies to watch during Christmas. Like it's a good Christmas movie.
Right after Scrooged.
Right after Jingle All the Way.
Right after Die Hard.
Yeah.
We have the same mind.
Trading Spaces and Die Hard.
Die Hard and Scrooged.
No, Jingle All the Way. He's a terrible man. He's a terrible man, doll.
Scrooged. Scrooged, man.
Sinbad's in that movie.
Did you try
Sinbad
Staples?
Is in that movie.
Sinbad.
You got to find
deliver my mail, Sinbad.
Put that cookie down now.
Is that in that movie, or is that you're just quoting him?
No, that's in that movie.
Okay, it's been a while since I've seen that one too. That and Tokyo Godfather.
Tokyo Grandpa Man.
But it's really funny because
old relative.
There aren't a lot of anime centered around Christmas. They, or even having a Christmas episode. There are a few, but not a lot.
No, a lot of them actually. There are more than you would think that have Christmas episodes. When you take a look at it, Love Hina
Christmas special.
Yeah, had a movie about Christmas specifically.
Oh my god.
And then same guy,
Ken Akamatsu.
Yeah, Ken Akamatsu has My Santa.
Itadate My Santa.
Yeah, and no one has My Santa. Nobody knows the Japanese part like you, Sarah.
I don't know. That's what it says when I downloaded it. It said Itadate My Santa, so I always think of it as Itadate My Santa.
That's another series completely based around Christmas, where it's about girls who are Santas in training. Ken Akamatsu gets involved, and it's a harem.
Yay! Everything's a harem.
I like his harems, though. I love his harems.
Yeah, he's one of the
he's
guys
like he's like one of the harem masters.
I'll always watch his shows.
And then, of course, you have like as we said, you break it down into specific episodes. I really don't want to spoil any content for what we're going to do for our video, but Azumanga Daioh has a Christmas episode. The Hayate the Combat Butler, the first episode one of that show is a Christmas episode. Toradora has a
has three Christmas episodes. It's like an arc. It's a tiny arc in the show where nice. Toradora is Christmas. And those are that's kind of the turning point of that series where it kind of turns into like kind of starts getting like serious mm-hmm. where like as things start like less and less things are getting funny and it's starting to get more and more serious and like you're more intent of being like, oh, that's adorable. Well, Big O has a Christmas episode called Heaven Day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Italia has a Christmas episode.
I'm not surprised.
Finland just comes over and says, presents for everyone, and that's about it. I know that they did a Christmas album where they all sing Christmas songs together and as their countries, and it's really dumb funny because you're just like, what are they doing?
Why did they record this?
What was the logic behind this? Oh, that's right, there wasn't any.
I don't know. There are a lot of animes that have Christmas episodes, mm-hmm. but I think those are the main knowledge that I have of just those animes.
What about anime that should have Christmas episodes?
Anime that should have Christmas episodes.
All of them.
Elf and Leech. Elf and Leech should have a Christmas
episode. Should be Christmas every day.
Every Gundam series should have a Christmas episode.
That's what I was thinking. I can't Christmas think Gundam. Of seeing a Gundam Christmas. There might be one because there's like thousands of episodes.
A very Gundam Christmas.
A very Gundam Christmas. A very coup d'etat Christmas.
Oh, I have a fun trivia fact about Christmas and Santa.
Go for it, trivia.
Santa is never Asian. Santa is always played by a Western person, like a white man, like a Western white man.
No, they just use Colonel Sanders. I just hit my microphone. Sorry about that.
Colonel Sanders.
I remember did seeing this one movie, and it was actually a really bad movie, to give it credit, but he was African American, and he was an African American Santa. I was like, oh yeah, African American Santa. Well, the movie was bad, but you know. Like.
And the reasoning behind that obviously is because the Saint Nick was a white man. I don't understand. Like you wouldn't want. Like it's pretty good that they keep it. Like oh yeah, I mean that's from a culture. Like Santa is from a culture, so mm-hmm. it's kind of like a Disney movie. Like it's like oh Disney whitewashing. Like, no, they don't. They're Norwegian
like,
stories.
I was
they're
like when like yeah when there's like there was a whole uproar about Frozen being whitewashed, and I'm like no, it's set in Denmark. Yeah, I am sorry, but I looked online at the historical cultures of Denmark during the time period, and it's almost all white. So deal with it.
Speaking of Frozen, this has nothing to do with Japan. Did you guys hear that in Florida, during a showing of Frozen, they played a Red Band trailer for the film called Nymphomaniac?
Yes, I did hear about that.
Oh
and
my
that
gosh.
Because have you seen the Red Band trailer for that?
Yeah, it's like the most explicit thing I've yeah. seen from a film.
You get to see Shia LaBeouf penis in that trailer. Like, it's like, oh my gosh. Like, can you imagine the nightmares that came out of that? Oh my
God. And then the Disney castle right afterwards.
How do you do that? Like, how do you mix that up?
Yeah, it's like, whoops, sorry.
Like, oh, God.
But what's crazy is they don't even show, like, I don't think they show a lot of Red Band trailers in general in theaters, even in rated R films.
I've only seen one Red Band trailer ever going to the movies ever, yeah. And it was like, it was
we
like,
we saw Quarantined, and it was Zach and Mary Make a Porno.
Yeah, when Zach and Mary make a porno, and it was like, it was a late night showing, so I don't even think they show them in rated R movies during the day.
Yeah.
Like, so, yeah, what's a I don't even know how they get a hold of these, and especially because Nymphomaniac is being released by Magnet, which is an indie film company that doesn't release in theaters.
Like it's gotta be on purpose.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
That's the only way. It's gotta be on purpose. That is freaking hysterical.
Oh man, thank you for reminding me about that, Dylan. Because that is as strange as it gets.
Well, yeah, that was all I could bring to whatever conversation we were having before.
I was like, what were we talking about?
Oh wait, well I can bring it back. I would like to see. I thought it would be really cool to see a Christmas episode in Outlaw Star.
Oh yeah, that would be awesome. Yeah. Same with like Cowboy Bebop. Like,
yeah,
Cowboy Bebop Christmas episode would be awesome.
It's always funny how, like, whenever we mention either Outlaw Store or Cowboy Bebop, like, one of those shows reminds us about the other one. Yeah. It's, like, all the time.
It's like they go hand in hand. It's like Salt and Pepper. Yeah. It's like, oh.
Black Lagoon Christmas. We need a Black Lagoon Christmas episode.
We need a Bacano Christmas episode.
If anybody is looking for any more facts about Christmas in Japan, I did just Google search this. They celebrate Christmas, like, the Christmas event happens on Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. Because like the night is the date night. Like it's this weird thing where like people give presents to each other. It's not like the presents under the tree exchange thing. It's like, I like you, here's a present.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. Almost like Valentine's Day.
Yeah, pretty much like Valentine's Day. That sounds exactly like what that is. But,
you know, Japan has a lot of romantic holidays, it seems like, because there's, you know, Christmas Eve is White Day, and then...
Maybe they're just throwing the neets a bone so they can get them out of the house.
Kids on a Slope had a Christmas episode. A really good Christmas episode, too.
They did. Oh, that actually brings up, like, one of my most favorite parts in that series, which is when the whole cast...
Spoiler.
What? No?
Oh, okay.
When they sing...
When Dumbledore dies.
These are a few of my favorite things.
Oh, yeah. That was, like, the best song in that whole show.
Oh, that reminds me. Sword Art Online had a Christmas episode where they battled a giant, like, evil Santa.
How do I not remember any of these?
They battled a giant Santa-like monster creature thing. And it was just like, okay... We're just gonna battle for Santa, and you get this little thing.
Battle for Santa.
And then if you win the thing, you can stop someone from dying, because it's all shtick.
Oh, yeah.
If you, like, give it to the person, now, like, 10 seconds after they die, they can be brought back to life.
Yeah, Phoenix down Santa.
So, yeah. That actually wasn't a bad episode of Sword Art Online, I must say, comparatively to the rest of Sword Art Online.
Well, yeah, I think that was because that was in the first season.
It promised something so good, and then it just didn't deliver, and then it just smacked you across the face. And
yeah, there was just this one guy. I was like, hey, what if you liked his cousin?
No, what if his cousin liked him?
Yeah, it's who knows who likes who, you know? It's just... It's really vague. Let's keep it vague.
It's just one of those things, you know?
Why are these Japanese people Italian as well?
I remember my mom told me one time she had a job at a traditional Italian restaurant, and it was just all family owned, and she was like the only outsider to ever come there get a job. And she goes in her first day, they sit her down at the family dining room table, and the grandma, like, Bao's grandma comes out, sits this huge, ginormous bowl of pasta in front of her, and she looks my mom in the eye and says, we eat as a family. So she eats the food. And she made everyone who watched her as she just ate this pasta. She said it was the most awkward thing.
Wow.
So, fun tangent.
We do talk
story.
About anime on
we
this
do talk
podcast.
About
We just thought, you know, hey, we were talking about Christmas for long enough, let's talk about Italian people.
There are Italians in Bacano.
There are Italians in Bacano, but there's no Christmas episode in Bacano.
There should be a Christmas episode in Bacano. They dressed up like Santa in the opening.
That's right.
And we've come full circle.
So, yeah.
We need, like, a visual map that takes us from topic to topic.
Somebody should draw us it.
Just to see how absurd this is.
I unconsciously associate wolf children with Christmas simply because they had the snow scene and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Samurai X, Trust and Betrayal had that snow scene where a bunch of people died and it was real sad.
Created a lot of red and white. It was very Christmassy.
Yeah, very festive.
Everybody looked like Santa.
Much cheer. Such festive.
Wow.
Everyone looks like Santa!
It was perfect.
I think this is a good place to wrap up. Alright, so I guess it's time to move on to some fan service. Okay, so first up in fan service, this is a good one. Based on last episode, Andrew and I made some bad comments.
We didn't talk about it. We just mentioned it.
is
true.
All.
Yeah, yeah.
All we did was say, or all Evan said to us was, "I know you guys don't like, you know, Helsing Abridged as much," and our fan Kito there responded with, "What's wrong with Helsing Ultimate Abridged series?" Well, Kito, I will tell you what I think is wrong with the Helsing Abridged Ultimate series. Now, this does not reflect on Team 4-Star, by the way. I thought their attack on Titan Abridged was hilarious.
I disagree.
I know. And then, yeah, what's wrong with Attack on Titan Abridged?
Everything.
And obviously everybody knows
DBZ Abridged,
which is hilarious. What I find wrong with Helsing Ultimate Abridged series is they weren't clever with their characters. They were trying to make jokes with the characters, but they didn't change their personalities or poke fun at their personalities anyway. So you had, like, voice actors trying to be the actual characters while trying to make jokes by telling things that they would actually do. Like, and it really canceled out. Like Jan Valentine was still a crazy curse word, like, slinging character.
Yeah, why not make him a gentleman?
Yeah, like make him, like, not swear and, like, you know, oh, like,
let's go attack the Helsing.
Yeah, like, you know, like, it would
like something
perfect.
Like that, it would be funny, but he's still, you know, cursing, saying dick jokes. And, like, the thing is, like, that was another thing. They were like, oh, comedy through dick jokes. This is hilarious. It's like, no, that's not funny. I don't find humor in just saying,
this isn't Family Guy. You're a better writer than that.
And, and they found that all their punchlines, like, they would try to tell a joke in Helsing Abridged, and all their punchlines were, like the punchline was curse words. And, like, curse words are not a punchline. You can use curse words in a joke to create a punchline, but a curse word is not a punchline. Like, it just wasn't funny to me, is all. Like,
see, I disagree with you completely, because I freaking love Helsing Ultimate Abridged, and I think, you know, I don't care that it's dick jokes, because I love Panty and Stocking for that reason.
I like Panty and Stocking, too, but Panty and Stocking is at least clever.
Well, it's not that the Helsing Ultimate Abridged does do some clever things, like the whole, like, what are you taking walks for? I take very enthusiastic walks. And, like, later on, it's like, well, oh, hello? It's like, whatever you do, don't let Alucard leave. It's like, sorry, he just left. He said he was going for a walk? No! I love that! I think that's freaking funny.
And see, the thing is, I'm not saying that it's not funny at all. Like, it made me laugh. It's just, like, I couldn't keep watching it. Like, it was just not holding my attention because it didn't appeal to my humor.
I disagree with that completely, because, like, I freaking loved Helsing Ultimate Abridged. I've rewatched it so many times, but I got bored 5 minutes on the Attack on Titan Abridged.
I was just asked what was wrong with Helsing Ultimate Abridged, and I'm just saying this is what I think is wrong.
And for your fan, I am trying to be him and defend, because I agree with him. So whoever the fan, what's his name?
Kito,
man, you're my man. I agree with you on this. He's wrong. We're right. That's all there is to it. So,
yeah, see if you're ever on a podcast ever again.
So, Dylan, sorry we just kind of sidelined you that entire time.
I ate a whole pie. That's what I was doing. I was not doing that. I wish I was doing that.
Next up, our
I feel like, before we move on, I feel like we should have a segment where it's just Andrew defends his point of view.
Well, he is the hard man with harder opinions. I'm not saying I'm right. I'm just saying that's how I felt about it. Opinion.
Opinions on Tumblr don't go over very well, and as you know, I'm a Tumblr fangirl, yeah. So...
Someone's wrong on the internet! What? Okay. So, next up in fan service, our fan Gerardo just wanted to take a moment to list off his favorite voice actors from the last episode where we talked about voice actors. He's got Billy West, David Hayter, James A. Taylor, David Kaye, Andrea Libman, Tara Strong, Barbara Dunkelman, and that says Johnny Bosch, but I think he meant Johnny Young Bosch.
Yeah.
And which is cool because... a lot of those voice actors are not anime voice actors, which we didn't talk about non-anime voice actors, believe it or not.
Yeah, it's true. Because, yeah, Billy West is a super talent as far as, you know.
Freaking Tara Strong, man.
We saw Billy West at...
And Tara Strong.
Well, I mean, like, when we were at Super Mega Fest there, we saw him. We didn't talk to him, but it was like, hey, there he is.
There
and
he
then
is.
That was it, you know.
It's like $20 to meet him.
Yeah, 40. It was $40.
40. Oh, my God.
Billy West is awesome. Tara Strong is... awesome. If you don't know who these people are, then I don't know why you're watching cartoons. You know?
Yeah, they're like the staples. Like, come on, man, it's Tara Strong.
I don't know. Some of my other favorite American voice actors would be
cartoons.
Yeah, American cartoon voice actors, not American voice actors, but
Richard Horvitz.
Richard Horvitz is
who is done Billy,
absolutely
Billy from Grim Adventures, Billy Mandy, and Invader Zim.
Yeah, Gray Delisle is also amazing.
Yeah.
Dante Basco?
Who's that?
The guy who plays Zuko in Avatar?
Oh, I still haven't seen Avatar all the way through, so...
Okay, Dante Basco is amazing. There we go. Just gonna put that out there.
Yeah, so that was...
There's a whole lot. There's a whole lot of them.
That's a good addition to that topic, because, yeah, that's actually something that I can't believe we didn't cover.
No one just mentioned one. There was five of us.
Yeah.
Four of us.
There's four of us.
I'm like,
it's kind of like counting, Sarah.
I did. Shut up.
Did you say it's kind of like counting?
It's kind of like counting.
You know,
I'm
counting.
Terrible
it's
at kind math.
Of like counting.
I'm terrible at math.
So we also didn't do this on the last episode. These are kind of old.
Oh, the Tumblr asks.
Yeah, it's because we didn't have a lot of people like to talk about it. But we don't want to have these get too stale. So we're gonna go over them right now.
Yeah, both of these were posted by Anonymous, which is pretty interesting.
Who are you?
Yeah, who are you?
Wait,
tell
the,
us who you
the
are.
Hacker group?
We wish to hug you.
Yeah. So, Anonymous
asked. Thanks for indulging
asked,
that slightly.
Anonymous asks, do you think American cartoons draw more the style of anime that they'll develop into a new genre? And what he means by that is, like, as more shows come out, they're starting to develop and bring on the anime look and style to them. Do you think there's going to be a new genre based off of, you know, that look? Which I don't.
Yeah, I don't.
Because I think cartoon, like, American cartoons are going to stay American cartoons. It's, you know, we've heard of American anime and that kind of stuff, you know, through Avatar, Last Airbender.
And Teen Titans really where it started.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, I think it's going to remain the same,
yeah,
personally.
Yeah, I think we all have the same general consensus as far as, like, it won't create its own genre where it, yeah, it's...
Because American cartoons have always been American cartoons. There have been people who have been like, oh, it's like that anime.
Yeah, and there's always influence. Like, no matter where you go into a cartoon, there's always influence of something else.
And that's why I think, because a lot of people, it's like on the TV Trips page, it's anime-esque is like the word that they use for American cartoons that kind of look like anime, or just cartoons that look like anime. Like, there's the, what's its name? Code Lyoko, which is from France.
Yeah, from, yep.
And so, but it's got the anime-esque style to it still, so that I like to use anime-esque.
I think I said pretty much the same thing you guys said. But
yeah, because
American cartoons are always, and probably for always, will be very American, whereas, like, the subject matter is still way different from, like, a lot of what anime is. And, like, the only time I see similarities, it's only with art styles.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
The majority of the time.
Yeah, we all had pretty much the same general consensus.
Right. Except Victoria had a little bit more to add. She's not here this episode, obviously, but she did weigh in at one point, and we do have what she said. And she was saying that she hopes that they do grow into their own genre. That being said, that they'll have more mature cartoons eventually. You know, not something that's just going to be on Adult Swim, that's a 2D, you know, Flash cartoon or something like that, but something, you know, along the Game of Thrones line that we have and that Japan has, because it's a... So maybe that will happen in America sometime, which is really interesting.
I mean, there is Ruby, but it wasn't the best.
Mm. And that's a little different too, Ruby, because it's an internet sensation, and the internet does that a little bit more often. You know, indie cartoons on the web can be a little bit
DeviantArt.
DeviantArt.
The next question, which was from either the same
anonymous or another
anonymous
was to tell our best RPG or our best or worst RPG stories from either tabletop or games or anything like that.
Just out of curiosity, did we post this to him on Tumblr so that he got the response?
I don't think we did.
Or them. I shouldn't say him because I don't know if it's a guy or a girl, but...
Yeah. You're going to have to defend that in the next episode.
Yeah. Do we want to get into this?
It's going to take a really long time to tell these stories because we have some pretty good stories.
Yeah. Okay, well, mine involves...
we're doing it anyways.
Well, I'm just going to summarize it real quick. We'll post it to the Tumblr so you can read the whole thing. But mine involves gambling in the back room of a bar, find out that one of them's cheating, and we...
Dylan cuts off his arm.
Yeah. I find out that he's cheating. Dylan cuts off his arm, and then we continue to kill everybody in the bar in one single turn.
That was a D&D campaign, wasn't it?
Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think I can do mine quickly. Yours
is hilarious. Yours is
wicked. Dark Souls, I invaded another player's world in the forest and then hid out as a tree for about an hour and a half, and I was able to. I think it might have been a glitch, but I was able to leech the souls that they were getting from other players. So I got like a million to like a 1.5 million souls. But then the other one was in Skyrim, I was going to try and marry every chick I could before they released the patch, because you could get out of a marriage by killing the wife. So I was just going to go on like a silly serial killer wife rampage, but they released the patch, so I couldn't do that. So I was stuck with the first choice.
Wonderful.
Skyrim.
Skyrim, yo.
So that's, do you have one?
Just one that I was really angry. Is this a best or worst?
Okay,
so, all right. So my brother, fuck him. First off, because he forever screwed up my game of Skyrim, okay? Because he's like, oh, you're at whatever, level 12? All right, I'm just going to take your character and go break into this house and get you the strongest sword in the game. And, like, I couldn't stop him because he's 30 and, like, got 200 pounds on me easy because he's 6 feet tall. And I'm, like, 4 foot five, 5 foot, I don't know, I'm short, okay? So he takes my controller from me, and he goes into the game, and he grabs the sword, and he grabs a bunch of other items. And I'm like, okay, and then he gives it back to me. I like to be the Thieves Guild. So I went to the Thieves Guild, and he took something... a quest item that was supposed to be for later on in the Thieves Guild, and if you pick it up before you're supposed to, you can never advance. So, fuck him, because I can't advance in the frickin' Thieves Guild, because he frickin' picked up this piece of paper. One piece of paper! Screw you, Chris! Screw you!
Yeah,
screw you. Live in you, Florida. Chris. I love you if you're watching this, but screw you!
We do have a pretty good fan following in Florida, so yeah. It's very possible.
He lives in Florida.
He's listening to this right now.
So
even before the release.
Chris!
Right now.
Well, he is in anonymous.
Chris, why did you have to do that to me? Why? Yeah, that's mine. Awesome. But what about you, Andrew?
Oh, my story is way too long.
We'll post the rest of them on the Tumblr so that everybody can enjoy our D&D RPG stories and all that stuff.
Man, like, all of our paranoia stories were freaking hilarious, too.
Oh, man. We could write novels.
Yeah, we could write novels. But
we'll release the rest of them on Tumblr, and you'll be able to see all the awesome stories that we have. We'll maybe even throw in a couple that we didn't talk about. So it's time to move on to some shameless plugs.
All right, guys. If you want to join in on the conversation that we just had about Christmas and anything else, maybe you know some more facts about what they celebrate and do on Christmas in Japan, let us know at wickedanimereviews@gmail.com. That is wickedanimereviews, all one word, @gmail.com. You can also find us on facebook.com/wickedanime, where you can follow us, like our page, and we give you frequent news and updates on any videos that are being released, videos that are being worked on, conventions that we're going to,
or whatever we feel like.
We're fun on Facebook. You can also visit us at tumblr.com, where it's wickedanime.tumblr.com.
That's the order.
And where Victoria is frequently posting cool things, and you can ask us questions like the ones we just read you from Anonymous. And let's see, we have youtube.com/wickedanimereviews where you can see all of our review videos, all of our convention footage, all of our interviews with special guests, anything like that. Finally, you can go to nerdyshow.com/wickedanime where you can find also our videos and this podcast that you're listening to if you're not listening to it on iTunes.
Okay, so you can follow me on Twitter at 42Believer. You can find me on Facebook, 42's Anime Reviews. You can find me on YouTube, 42's Anime Reviews there as well. Or on Tumblr at 42believer.tumblr.com. And you can email me at 42believer@gmail.com as well if you have anything to say there. You can also find me on JTaku, which is a subset of the podcast known as PodTaku, also on YouTube. And I've done some pretty awesome discussions there with some pretty awesome people, so go check me out.
And Boston Bass Brigade.
And Boston Bass Brigade. Just recently.
Just recent.
Very recently.
Is that a Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy reference? The 42?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
You were like one of the few people who actually recognizes that, because I was my first introduction to nerd culture there, so I must give homage to my roots.
Gotcha. We're not... outros aren't my thing, so... That's not my specialty.
All right, guys. So that is it for this episode of the Wicked Anime Podcast.
That's right.
Everybody have a very Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Sleigh bells to all.
Don't slip on ice and kill yourself.
Yes, please don't.
That would be really bad.
That would be a terrible Christmas.
that sounds like a horrible Christmas.
Don't get hit by any reindeer, any grandmas listening out there.
Okay, are we going to have any more of these bad puns?
Any more Christmas... Christmases?
No, I'm done. I'm done.
Okay, then we're going to sign off the only way that we know how.
Okay, bye.
God bless us, everyone.
God bless us all. Kittens, bright copper kittens and warm woolen mittens. Brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Green colored ponies and crisp apple strudels. Doorbirds and slavers and schnitzel with noodles. Did you give Sarah a name last episode?
She's just 42Believer.
42Believer?
That's her YouTube name.
Her YouTube handle.
She's more popular than we are. How about that?
Hi.
That's not that surprising.
I like you. You're funny.
That's now, pretty much the only reason why he's on the show.
I've literally just started saying that all I do is introduce people, because that's really all I do.
I tried really hard when we started this series. We had good Gundam stories and everything.
Well, that's because it really showed how much I actually knew about all this. We've exhausted all of my knowledge. I'm just completely used up at this point.
You're boring, Sarah. Don't like
You're
bad.
You're boring, Andrew.
Don't like bad shows. It's not ladylike.
Hey, I don't have to be ladylike.
Wait, no. The joke is don't like good shows. Don't.
Are you trying to make a joke?
To try and figure this out.
I admire your efforts.
Let us get on to the next piece of news.
Oh, J. Michael Tatum's in. We're not even done with this piece of news. Just like, forget all those other voice actors.
Luke, I am your father.
I thought the even bigger spoiler of Harry Potter was like, oh, hey, by the way, Dumbledore's a douchebag. That was a bigger spoiler than Snape killing Dumbledore.
Dumbledore was in league with Gellert Grindelwald, and they battled for the Elder Wand.
He's a douchebag. What a dick.
He's the reason his sister is dead.
Dumbledore douche.
Dumbledore don't. Dumbledore don't go there.
Doucher door.
Dumbledore.
Yeah, these are all word plays that you could do at home.
Puns.
Do you have one you'd like to email us?
Pause the podcast and give a couple a try.
Give us all your puns.
Email us at wickedanimereviews.com.
Not enough time for
www. That's a callback to an old interview on YouTube. However, we already are at 50 minutes of this recording, and we haven't even gotten through media news yet.
Are you sure 50?
That's our phone call. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, what? That does not sound right.
I was getting a little concerned because I'm only at 24 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
No. It's good.
Just like it.
Just like it. Michael J. J. Michael Tatum.
J. Michael. What?
Channing Tatum.
You know, that's funny because every time I mention J. Michael Tatum to my dad, he's like, "You mean Channing Tatum?" I'm like, "No, Dad, I mean J. Michael Tatum."
I call him Tatum Channing all the time. Accidentally.
Well, because neither of those are a proper first name. Channing. Why are these Japanese people Italian as well?
That's an offensive voice for a stupid person.
It's an Italian accent.
That's my go-to voice for someone who has a bad idea.
Oh my god!
Oh, you guys.
That's not racist.
I'm literally making the hand gestures too, like I'm hovering over a bowl of pasta.
You're right, Sarah. It's not racist. It's prejudice. There's a difference.
It's all in good fun.
Yeah.
No, that's fine.
Here at Wicked Anime, we're very politically correct. How long have we been talking on this Tapagotchi?
I don't know.
It seemed like 10 minutes to me. Like, we just created, like, the shortest Tapagotchi ever.
Well, no, that's because we did, like, maybe 5 to 10 minutes of actual information during this episode.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you think about it, when we talk about a Christmas episode, we talked about all the Christmas animes. We talked about, the Christmas culture and things like that. There's really not that much to cover.
Yeah. I mean...
As far as we know,
if they could bob for apples, but we don't know. They're just saying.
Isn't that a Halloween thing?
That's why they could do it in Japan, man. We just don't know.
They bob for apples.
It
on
is a mystery.
Christmas Day. All day. Merry Christmas to all.
And to all a good night.
And to all a okay, bye.
Hey!
What?
My shameless plugs.
No. Okay, go for it.
Like, it's really freak you. Anyway,
we're really kind to our guests on here.
They're so kind. It's amazing.
Wicked Anime! Thanks for listening to the Wicked Anime Podcast. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling a friend, rating and reviewing us on iTunes, shopping at nerdyshow.com/store, or directly donating to the network. Any size contribution gets you exclusive Nerdy Show audio and images and lets you participate in our monthly support drives. Just go to nerdyshow.com/support to chip in. To find out how you or your company can underwrite this or other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorships. For more episodes of the Wicked Anime Podcast, as well as other fine programs, community forums, videos, articles, and more, head over to nerdyshow.com. You can subscribe to all Nerdy Show Network podcasts via the iTunes Store. And for the latest news, follow us on all your favorite social networks. We're glad to be your home for authentic nerdy entertainment.
Did it breathe?